So, baby, I kind of have a surprise for you, and I don't want you to panic, okay? I just want you to know that I have everything under control. This is my gift to you, and I just, you know how the other day you revealed to me that, you not only liked daddy-daughter age play porn, but like it went deeper than that. And, we had some dirty talking about you being a pedophile and all that. Well, I've been just thinking a lot about it, and I had a lot of fun playing around with you and really have accepted that you are a pedophile. You're this secret pedophile that's attracted to preteens and young teens, and I just can't help it but be obsessed with it. And I just want you to have everything because I love you. And I know that we can just continue, dirty talking in the bedroom about little girls and you raping and molesting little girls. And that's fun and everything. But, I also can't help but notice that you act a little embarrassed about it or ashamed. And I don't want you to feel ashamed that you are a nasty pedophile, a secret one. There's no reason to be ashamed of that. And so I feel like it's my duty as your girlfriend to encourage you and to, really give you the space to explore that nasty pedophile inside of you. And see, you're already acting embarrassed, and I don't want you to at all because what I did, and please do not freak out, okay? Please don't. I did this all like safely, and I thought about everything. I've been planning it for days, okay? So what I did is in our bedroom, there is an 11-year-old and she is drugged unconscious. I gave her, like maybe a couple Xanax and some alcohol. So she's like completely passed out. And see, don't worry, don't worry. We're not gonna get in trouble. I mean, yeah, if either of us went to the cops about this, sure, this would be totally illegal because I snatched up this little girl and, you're going to be raping her eventually. You will be. But this is just between me and you, isn't it? So I just want you to live out your wildest fantasies. And I figured that since she was unconscious and drugged, like completely out of it, that, it wouldn't be as bad, like as raping her when she's awake. So that way she's just there and you can be the sick, twisted fuck that you are. Okay. So just remember, I'm doing this for you because, like I said, first, I love you and I want you to have everything that your pedophile heart desires, and especially what that pedophile cock desires. But secondly, I just think you're gonna need to work some of this out. So you promise me that once you get in there and you get your hands and your cock deep inside this 11-year-old girl, that you let that pedophile rage out. You let it out as roughly as you want because this is your chance, baby. This is your chance to, I mean, fuck a child for one, and to rape a pretty little girl. And trust me, I picked the prettiest little girl. I mean, I followed little girls from their bus stops, and I was eyeing this one because I thought you would really, really like her. So she's 11 years old and she's got here. Let's just go ahead and look at her. She's on the bed, like I said, all sleeping for her pedophile king. Let's see, there she is. And you see, she has blonde hair, so thick blonde hair. I mean, beautiful. Look at that face, too. The face of a little princess. oh, isn't she just so fucking cute? And then she's got, I mean, really a practically flat chest. I mean, I already undressed her for you. And do you see how her nipples are just barely coming through, like barely growing? And that body, sweetie, that tiny little frame. But she's all nude. I mean, I left your panties on for you because I wanted to give you some enjoyment in undressing your little rape victim. So go ahead, baby. I want you to live. I want you to live out your pedophile desires and urges. Hop in the bed with her. Get your greedy pedophile paws all over that 11-year-old body. And I'm going to tell you more about her as you molest her drugged, unconscious body. Oh, look at you. Oh, you're kissing her lips. Yeah, kiss your little sleeping little rape princess lips. Yes, that's so fucked up, and I love it so much. Now you do whatever you want to your little rag doll there. Oh my god, it's so fucking cute. Look at you, my pedophile king. So this girl, she is a little dancer, a little cheerleader. I talked to her before I, you know, gave her drugs. And you know, I was just a perfect little accomplice girlfriend. I lured her in with promises of, you know, going shopping, and I lied to her and told her that I was her mom's friend, and, you know, she thought she was coming to our home so I could get changed and dress. And yeah, that's when I learned all this information, and she's got a mommy and daddy at home. And she has a boyfriend, but I learned that she definitely has not had sex. She's a perfect little virgin, untouched princess. And she's all for you, baby. All for you. And why don't you feel that little bubble butt of hers? Feel behind her. Really grab those little ass cheeks because they are adorable. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I put her in thongs just for you, my pedophile daddy. Yes, I wanted you to have the most perfect little preteen rape doll for you to enjoy. So, why don't you get that pedophile cock out? Get it out, yes, because I want to see that big fat cock just drag all along her underage little body. Yes, and can I tell you how fucking hot this is to see my boyfriend that has been so shy to tell me that he was a nasty, perverted, sick pedophile, and now here he is, just in the throes of lust for a little girl, and you haven't even, like, barely, like, you know, you've just hopped right in, baby. You just hopped right in. You weren't scared at all because I think you got in front of her, her naked little underage 11-year-old body. You got right in front of that and you couldn't say no, could you? No, and I can tell that you're about to stuff that pedophile cock in her mouth. Mm-hmm. Do it, baby. She's not going to be able to suck, so you're going to have to do all the fucking. Yes, rape that pretty little blondie. Yes, right in the mouth, baby. I want you to fuck her so hard. Rape her throat. Because, I mean, she's fucking gorgeous. She's so cute. Your little middle school rape toy. Look at you all. Oh, the pedophile daddy's losing control on his little princess, isn't he? Oh, yes. She can't even suck your cock right now, but you don't fucking care. You just want to be balls deep in her pretty little underage mouth, don't you? Yes, and you're just groping and molesting her body, and she doesn't even know it. She doesn't even know what's happening to her. She doesn't know that a big, scary pedophile is raping her throat. Yes, raping her throat with this big pedophile cock. Yes, nice and deep. Look at you. God, baby, you are the hottest kitty fucker. Yes, you are. You are the hottest pedophile. I don't care what anybody says. You know, everybody says that pedophiles are old and nasty, you know, trailer park trash, but God, you look like a fucking king. You are so fucking sexy. Yes, you are. You are not at all the image of a pedophile. You are fucking sexy, sticking that cock right in her little underage mouth. Please start fucking her pussy, baby. I want to see you rape this girl as hard as you can. I want to see you rape her harder than you've ever fucked me, and that's okay, because I understand your true desires are little middle schoolers, little virgin holes. Your desires is to be a child rapist, a predator, a pedophile, and you want to rape and tear open little child pussies. There you go, baby. Yes, you raped that pussy. She doesn't even know it, so she's just gonna wake up all sore, isn't she? She's gonna wake up all sore from her rape. And listen, we can have her as long as you want, pedophile king. Yes, you can keep her for weeks if you want to, right here in our bedroom. We'll keep her gagged. We'll keep her gagged so the neighbors don't know that you're a nasty, sick child rapist. And you've got an accomplice girlfriend that kidnapped a little middle schooler for you. Mm-hmm. So tear into that unconscious little 11-year-old pussy. Oh my goodness, baby, she is, oh my God, she's waking up. Oh, sweetheart, I'm really sorry, but this is my boyfriend. You weren't supposed to wake up, but here you are. Oh my gosh. Yeah, look at my boyfriend. Look at him right in the face and see how handsome he is. And know that this is a pedophile rapist. I want you to remember that face right there. Remember that face. Oh, look at her. Look at her. She's so scared, baby. You better hold her down before she tries to run away. Yeah, we can't have our little rape princess run away. So hold her the fuck down, baby. Hold her down real tight. There you go. Oh, yes. Put it around her throat. Now, sweetheart, you look at my boyfriend. Look at that pedophile rapist. And remember the look that my boyfriend's face. You'll never forget that fucking face. The face that raped your little virgin hole. The man that treated you like you were just a piece of fucking meat, because that's what's inside of him. A nasty, perverted kitty fucker, and he's loving raping your little 11-year-old hole. Oh, baby, I think you're gonna choke her to death. Oh, no, you're gonna choke her to death? Oh, well, that's okay. That's okay. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it, baby. Show me how strong you are. There you go. Choke this little princess. Oh, you want to rape her mouth? Well, there you go. Rape that throat while you're choking her out. Yes, you're going to make her taste your cock as she's dying. God, you're so fucking hot and twisted. Oh my God, look at you impaling into her mouth. She's trying to push away, isn't she? But you're just taking her by the side of her head and ramming down her fucking throat. Do it, baby. Do it, baby. Make that little girl die on your cock, that little 11-year-old slut. Yeah, she probably was going to grow up and be a little slut anyways. You're just getting the best use out of her, aren't you? Yes, there you go, impale her. Make sure, let's see if you can just like throat rape her to fucking death. I wonder if you can do that. So ram her head harder. Ram her head harder on your cock. Oh my God, I never thought I'd see you do this. Oh my God, you're practically probably rattling her fucking brains, raping that pretty face so fucking hard. Yes, there you go, baby. Is she gonna die? Is she gonna die in your cock? Is she gonna die tasting the taste of a pedophile rapist cock? Oh my God, do it. Do it. Do it harder. I wanna see her fucking break on your cock. Oh my God, look at her. Oh, she must be dead. She's all flopping around. Keep going, baby. Keep going. Keep raping that dead little preteen's throat. Yes, look at her. You're just holding her by her hair right now, ramming her dead little throat. Oh my God, you're so fucking sick. Necro raping a little girl right in our bed. Do it harder. Do it fucking harder. Yes. Oh, you want to go back to that pussy, don't you? Yeah, you want to rape freshly dead preteen pussy? Do it. Do it, you nasty pedophile daddy. Yes, rape that dead little preteen pussy and rape it fucking hard. That's your little dead slut, isn't she? Your dead little rape toy. Oh, and she's so pretty. She's so pretty, isn't she? A sleeping little beauty. Oh my God, this is so fucked up and hot. Yes, now you can just use her however you want. And no, if she died having the feeling of your thick, fat cock down her throat, she died tasting your pre-cum, tasting your pedophile cock down her throat. And she died looking at you in fear, wondering what the fuck is going on, because she's 11 years old and she probably didn't even know about sex. God, it's so fucking hot. Yes, look at you raping your dead little doll. Oh, look at you, my pedophile show full of lust for dead little girls, huh? Oh, this dead little 11-year-old is just gonna get her super fucking hard, isn't she? Oh, yes, you're just like flopping her around. Oh, you're gonna like flip her over and doggy style her dead? And there you go, necro doggy, that slut pedophile daddy. Oh, look at her. Look at that cute little 11-year-old ass. Spread it open and fuck that perfect little pussy. Yes, daddy, that freshly dead rape pussy. Oh, fuck, yes, there you go. Necro rape this little 11-year-old preteen. Oh, she's probably had so many hopes and dreams for her life, but now she's just a pedophile's little fuck meat, isn't she? A pedophile's dead rape meat. She's going to be filled with your cum, because I'm going to make you use her more than once. I want her belly full of your pedophile cum. I want her pussy filled with your pedophile cum. I want her covered in your cum, and she's just fucking dead, because that's all she's good for right now, is just being a pretty little underage necro rape toy. Yes, that my pedophile daddy just loves to have. Yes, and she's serving my pedophile king so fucking well, isn't she? She died for your cock, daddy. She's taken your cock so fucking deep. Now, since she's dead, you can just do whatever the fuck you want to her. Yeah, she's just face down in the bed right now, taking your rape. Taking your pedophile rapist rape. So fucking good. Yes, just dreaming. I hope she's watching right now somehow. Watching you rape her dead body. Filling her with pedophile cum. Watching you use her holes like the sick fuck that you are. Yes, baby. And if you want to, I'll go get more little girls for you. I'll get however old you want, younger, older, whatever the fuck you want, because you're my pedophile king and you get whatever you want. You get alive, fresh, you know, underage pussy, underage mouths to rape, or you can just turn them into freshly dead pussies, little snuff sluts for my pedophile king, whatever the fuck you want.